Was ist Zeit?
Woher kommt das Leben?
Wie ist das Universum entstanden?
Hallo, ich bin Carsten Könnecker.
Und ich bin Katharina Menne. Und zusammen gehen wir den großen Fragen der Wissenschaft auf den Grund.
Die großen Fragen der Wissenschaft ist ein Podcast von Spektrum der Wissenschaft und dem Podcast Radio Detektor FM.
Seid mit uns neugierig und folgt dem Podcast in eurer Lieblings-Podcast-App.
Hi, I'm Kate Nash and I'm taking over Pop Filter this week, where I'll be talking about my favorite songs from musicals, which really inspired my new record, Nine Sad Symphonies. And you're going to hear one of those songs now. Okay, so now we're going to do Time Warp from the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
This song reminds me of being young because we would listen to it on New Year's Eve as kids all the time. It was a massive like New Year's Eve song in England for some reason. I love the movie. It is so camp. It's got that like horror spooky edge.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
I mean, it's just such a crazy story. There's a married couple. They're so like sort of pure married white couple, suburby, and they end up needing shelter from a nearby castle belonging to Frankenfurter. And there's just so many eccentric characters.
It was a night out they were going to remember for a very long time.
It's a really fun musical to watch on Halloween. It's a really fun musical to watch with friends. It's fun to watch by yourself on your laptop on a Friday night. I think this is like basically when they're like, they've entered the castle, they're kind of realizing this is kind of creepy, but they're also like seduced by Frankenfurter, both of them separately. And then this is kind of, they're seeing everyone who kind of is in this hotel, because there's like way more people than they realized, and it's like big and kind of weird, and what is it? Like, what is this place? You know, it's just a jump to the left and then a jump to the right.
It's just a jump to the left. Your hands on your hips.
It doesn't really make sense because it's like saying let's do the time warp again and like we're doing this dance and it's kind of about freeing your body and freeing your mind and kind of being able to like embrace being in this otherworldly place. And this suburby couple are like, oh, like kind of spooked but also turned on.
It's so dreamy, oh fantasy free me, so you can't see me, no, not at all.
The guy who wrote it actually came out as trans in, I think around the, was it the 40th anniversary or something, which he wasn't out when he wrote the show, but it's about like, the whole concept is kind of like not being from Earth and wanting to go home to sweet Transylvania. I mean, it's really an awesome story finding out that he was able to finally kind of come out and, you know, be his true self.
I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania.
It's really just, I think, inspired a lot of my style inspiration, my love for like camp movies, my love for like drag performances and stories about people like trying to be themselves and how much I think that like we get from the LGBTQ plus community that is about like embracing who you are and having fun, you know?
I see you shiver with anticipation.
it really bombed, like when it first came out, people hated it. Whereas now it's, you'll find it at like every indie cinema on Halloween as like a sing-along, you know? I love cult classic movies like that. This is Time Warp from the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You're bringing me to the right. Where is the velvet dust? It really does an insane game. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
It's a dream. Free me so you can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
Spaced out on sensation.
Like you're under sedation.
Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
Well, I was walking down the street just to have a thing, when a snake of a guy gave me an evil wing. He shook at me up, he took me by surprise. He had a pickup track and the devil's eyes. He stared at me and I felt a change.
To the left.
Welcome to the Rocky Horror Picture Show hier im Popfilter. Zumindest haben wir hier einen Song daraus, wahrscheinlich der legendärste. Time Warp heißt er, performt von Patricia Quinn, Little Nell und Richard O'Brien. Letzterer ist quasi der Erfinder von Rocky Horror. 1973 bringt er es zuerst als Rockmusical auf die Bühne in London und 1975 kommt dann der Film Rocky Horror Picture Show in die Kinos. Beides übrigens mit Tim Curry in der Hauptrolle des Frankenfurter. Der Film ist damals, Kate Nash hat es schon gesagt, nicht besonders beliebt. Heute hat der Film aber Kultstatus und der Song Time Warp, der erreicht im Vereinigten Königreich sogar Silberstatus. Ist halt auch ein krasser Ohrwurm. Für diesen Ohrwurm ist, wie gesagt, Kate Nash verantwortlich. Unser Host diese Woche. Sie übernimmt diese Woche den Popfilter, denn sie liebt Musicals und ihre Lieblingssongs aus Musicals bzw. Filmen und Serien, in denen manchmal gesungen wird, teilt sie im Moment mit uns. Mehr Infos gibt's wie immer auf www.detektor.fm und in den Shownotes dieser Folge findet ihr auch die Links zu den anderen Folgen mit Kate Nash. Abonnieren nicht vergessen, ansonsten habt noch einen schönen Tag. Wir hören uns morgen wieder und da geht's over the rainbow. Wir treffen den Wizard of Oz. Marianta, mein Name. Tschüss.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.